I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab. Welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. In today's Muslim Lady, we're going to be focusing on the signs of jealousy. Does it have any signs? I mean, how can I say that someone is jealous?
A lot of signs. A lot of signs. And, you know, the moment we'll start this discussion, so many people will just go through in the flashbacks in your mind, and you will start...
recognizing.
You will start recognizing.
The signs. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I just say, maybe it's me judging other people.
It's not about judgment. It's about recognizing. You have to be recognizing, and you have to be on the safer side always.
Yeah.
If that was not the case, Quran would have not given us a way out. How to stay safe from jealousy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you're not there to...
So it's something that we all have been dealt with,
yes,
in our life.
Indeed. So first of all, jealousy, it's a really very complex kind, yeah, of emotion. And, you know, it's like when person is feeling discontented or resentful due to someone else's success.
Yeah.
Or his advantages or their successes or their possessions they,
yeah,
have. So
it's... So discontentment, that is very extreme.
Yeah, that it...
Not in a way that it would work as a trigger for you to improve yourself.
Like, I remember, like, when I was in the Hausa classes, mm-hmm, we were studying this topic, and this was a really... We had a huge debate on this, and our teacher simplified it in one sentence. She said, it's not just being discontent. It's just being like, when you see someone on a success, yes, in a human way, we have some kind of like, you know, you're not content always. But jealousy is worse than that. It is a kind of thing that you see someone, whether you're content or not, that's second thing. But the thing is that you want to snatch that thing from,
whoa,
them. And that's, yeah, that's jealousy. And it leads... It shows itself, it manifests itself in various forms, like the signs. So the first thing is sarcasm. You know, jealousy quite often manifests itself in this way, sarcastic remarks.
Through your tongues, though.
Yeah.
So the first sign is going to come to me by sarcasm, and the mean is actually the tongue. The medium is the tongue.
Yes. The remarks that are intended to demean you, the remarks that are intended to belittle you in front of others, mm-hmm, or sometimes like even just you. So these remarks are like they appear kind of lightweighted, but they are not. They are a criticism. Maybe, yeah, for the someone who says it, it is something simple. They say such a few words. But it really has an emotional damage on others. Like,
exactly.
I was looking for the articles, research on. There are so many out there, if you search on the internet, that what are the negative impacts of sarcasm? So in itself, this in itself is a very huge discussion. So we have a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says that whoever believes in Allah and the last day should speak what is good or remain silent. If you can't say something good, just does not necessarily that you need to make a remark on something.
Mm-hmm.
Because your words are going to affect the other person very
exactly,
badly.
Yeah.
So yeah, one sign is that. Some people
one sign is their tongue being sarcastic.
Remarks. Yeah. Another is humiliation. Deliberately trying to embarrass or humiliate others or to undermine the achievements. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, underestimating you in front of others, humiliating you in front of others. And
so the fact that sometimes we get heartbroken by people's words, by their harsh words, we shouldn't actually be sad about ourselves.
It's sad for them.
Yeah.
Be sad for them.
Yeah, we should actually feel pity for them because they're projecting a lack inside of them towards me.
You remind me of a noble Imam Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that a jealous person humiliates himself before humiliating others.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing that happens.
So it definitely leads to personal degradation.
Yeah. So and you see that how many times it happens in our everyday life, specifically for women, since we're so much more sensitive and into details. We shouldn't actually take it personally in this sense that the person who is addressing you with these degrading words or sarcastic words, they are actually manifesting their lacks, their loss towards you. Lady, and you're working in a place with some friends, and then there are people who are bothering you, so make sure they're not being jealous, because there are some signs that are telling us that if someone is jealous, then they start to be sarcastic towards you, then they start to humiliate you.
Yeah.
I guess this would reduce the pressure that you would feel from the outside world. Like, this way, you're going to recognize this idea that, okay, they have a kind of suffering from the inside, and I don't have to get involved in it. So say whatever you like.
None of my business.
None of my business.
Yeah. Sometimes we said, like, so far we were discussing things with the spoken words.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they use the remarks that are sarcastic. Sometimes they use the remarks that are humiliating.
And
sometimes they don't use the remarks at all.
Yeah.
But what is the sign? The hostile looks.
Sign? Whoa.
So the another sign is hostile looks. You know, the glares, those hostile looks, those expressions, they often reveal that unspoken jealousy.
Yes, and it's very dangerous.
It is. You know, this behavior can make the recipient uncomfortable and also strained in the interactions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because we understand, at least we do see those looks, or we understand those things.
We even have it, scientifically speaking, this idea of evil eyes proven.
Yeah.
The negativity of eyes can share different consequences towards the person who is the addressee.
Yeah.
So this evil eye is such a very important thing.
We also have in the Quran that it says, and indeed those who disbelieve would almost cut you with their eyes when they hear the message.
Wow.
Those glares, they have so much power, negative power.
Yeah, they can cut.
They can cut.
Yeah, we have seen that.
Yeah.
Also, I remember that there was a narration from one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that once he was just passing the cemetery, and then he said, most of these people who are dead in here are because of the evil eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, so you see, there is an important consequence for that.
There is, and that's why we have Surah Falak as one of the surahs that is particularly for jealousy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming and giving us a way out through Quran, that means, yes, it has had a huge impact. Like we have, we're talking about the gaze. It said that the envious gaze sees only the flaw and ignores the blessing in Allah's law.
Yeah.
So they are like that. They do not see good things. And we have sometimes these people can be your friends, your family.
Exactly.
Most of the times, I guess, Imam Hasan Ali Salam says, the jealous person is an enemy disguised as a friend.
Wow, which is very difficult. Yes, sometimes, and we have seen it in many movies, many real stories, even in our lives, that sometimes the closest friends that you have is the person who's been keeping things, keeping grudges against you for years, and then suddenly, out of when the time comes, you see their true face. There's
bursting,
the mask of
bursting
moment,
all of a
and
sudden.
Then everything comes out. Yeah,
right. And another sign is silence. Their silence in your success.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, they refuse to acknowledge your accomplishments or remain indifferent to you during the moments of your success. And we have literally people like that.
Many. Now I'm just remembering. There are many people.
I told you the moment like we will be talking about science, there will be a flashback of people,
exactly.
A flashback of friends who
there
are
come a history
who have
of
these
names.
Signs. Yeah. So inshallah, we pray that you don't have the jealous people around. But yeah, it is like that. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that the believer is the mirror of his brother. If he sees something good, he praises Allah. And if he sees something undesirable, he advises them.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have at the same time teachings, but at the same time, we have people like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a kind of people who would continuously criticize you.
Yeah.
Continuous criticism is another sign. Persistent and often unwarranted criticism. You really do not need that. It always stems from this jealousy.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We have a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says that the believer is not a fault finder, nor is he abusive, nor is he obscene. All this teaches us that we should adopt a constructive behavior. We should adopt a kind behavior instead of being like having that baseless criticism
fault
towards
finding.
Others. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now there's something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I may see something in you as my friend, and then I, just out of friendship, just out of love, I would just remind you in whatever you do that this part is wrong. If you just change it, that would be perfect. This attitude is wrong. If you change it, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I hope these things are not taken as criticism.
Imam Ali Islam says the person who would want to advise you will advise you separately. He won't advise you in front of tens of people.
In a kind manner. Not in a domineering manner.
Yeah, and not in front of tens of people. So this was always in a group.
Yeah,
this was always in a group. Like, and the...
So that was a sign of jealousy.
Yeah,
I detect jealousy in here.
Like, you know, it's always like, since I think the more we have, I personally went through ahadith, the more I learned.
Exactly.
How to be, what to be, what's the way of life and all. Islam has not given us way outs. Islam has given us a lot of way outs. Like, one of the things is a particular surah for this jealousy. Like, Surah Falak is recommended to be reciting the surah because it tells us that jealousy is a kind of darkness that
exactly.
makes a person blind. And in similar way, practice gratitude, try to practice contentment. Because
exactly.
Imam Ali Alayhi Salam says, contentment is a treasure that never diminishes. So we have to be content with what we have.
Yeah.
We have to be happy and make dua for others.
Exactly.
One of the things that our teachers would teach us how to cure jealousy, because many of people realize that we ourselves are
the victims.
Yeah, we ourselves are the jealous for others, towards others. So she said, try praising them, try making dua for them, and this will reduce you. So alhamdulillah, it works.
Exactly. And seek refuge, I guess, in Allah. He would help you. If you think that there's a kind of darkness getting constructed in you.
Seek refuge in the Lord of the Dawn.
Seek refuge in him, in talking to him,
Rabbil
and he'll be there.
Yeah.
So and there would be a ceasefire and then all the blackness is going to go away. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear ladies. This was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed that. And I hope there's no evil eye in your life. Well, I hope wherever you are, you're living in peace and with comfort. So, thank you, dear ladies. This was all as for today's Muslim lady. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.